Hey, everybody, it's Rick. I just want to welcome you back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. We're going to continue this week with Philippians chapter 3. I think it'll be the third week. And today I want to talk about, like, what is the secret to a mature life? Like, how do we know what we're doing is right? Like, how do we have happiness? How do we have joy? And, you know, if you've ever been to a bookstore, you know, like Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. And, you know, this was, you know, bookstores were really around a lot before Amazon. But if you've ever been to a bookstore, you can go into the bookstore and you can see this whole section of autobiographies. There's tons of them. And you're going to see so many of these because people just inherently need to satisfy our own curiosity about great people. What we're doing is we're hoping to find that secret. We're hoping to discover the secret that made them great and use it. We're looking for that one simple golden nugget that maybe we can use to help us achieve some type of level that maybe we couldn't before or we wouldn't have achieved without reading this biography. And so, you know, we're always trying to figure it out. Like, what is the secret? What is that? What is that, you know, wave the magic wand, how do we make it work? And so I'm going to read Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 16, and then we'll try to unpack it a little bit. So we start with verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us, then, who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently to that to God will make clear to you, only let us live up to what we have already obtained. You see, as crazy as it may sound, having the ability to forget things is one of the keys to a mature life. You see, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind. And what's happening here is he's referring particularly to his achievements, the things that he achieved in the past. Now, this doesn't mean that he's ashamed of his past achievements. It just means that he's not going to allow them to make him complacent. He's not going to allow them to go, hey, I did great things. I don't have to do anything else. They didn't count very much to where he was going in his Christian experience. And he stated that in verse 8, you know, so last week. We need to make sure that we don't allow our past achievements to make us complacent either. That we don't allow those past achievements to make us think that we've done enough or that we're already good enough. We have to forget about our successes. You know, many athletic teams, like, you know, Super Bowl champs or, you know, this year the Braves won the World Series. Many teams have gone down and lose because they went into a game with their past success in mind. You know, the people who know me know that I'm a Florida Gators fan. Some of you probably hate me already just because I said that. But, you know, the Gators just recently have lost two or three games straight. They started off really good this year, and then they lost to Kentucky. And that's a game they always win. But all of a sudden, they just went into it with, like, we're going to win this. We're thinking to that next game. And it just wasn't enough. You know, they succeeded before. So they assumed that they're going to succeed again. So because they made that assumption, they didn't play up to their full potential. Well, you see, that same thing can happen to Christians. If we have that mindset that, oh, we did all these great things, we may fail in the future. We have to resist that temptation. We can wrongfully assume that because of what we did in the past, that we're immune to the problems, that we're fine. We don't have to worry about that. And all those problems that come to us, no big deal because we dealt with that. But that's not the way it is. we also have to forget about our failures, right? Just like we forget about that success, that failure is something that we shouldn't dwell on either. You know, if you failed at something one time, it doesn't make you a failure. So wisely forgetting the times that we have failed will make you stronger. We can look at it positively, you know, and look to Christ for strength. It's important that we are very positive, that we recognize that that one occurrence doesn't dictate who we are. And we also have to forget our sins. Our sins are forgiven. The Bible promises that our sins are forgiven. It promises that they are removed from us as far as the east is from the west. Having been forgiven of those sins, we have to accept that forgiveness. We have to accept it and not dwell on our past. When we dwell on our past, it's just a poison in our souls. It really is. It poisons us. It poisons our mind. It poisons our thinking. It poisons all what we do. We can't dwell on that. One failure doesn't make somebody a failure. One thing that you failed at. Let me reword that. If you failed at something one time, you are not a failure. If you failed at something multiple times, you are not a failure. So don't dwell on it. We also have to have the ability to have that anticipation for the future. I don't know if you know what I mean when I say that, but that, you know, Linda and I are getting ready to go on the road. By the time this episode airs, right, we will have traveled. We'll be in Arizona. You know, part of this whole nomad pastor journey is going out. And so by the time this airs, we'll have traveled to three different RV parks, six different states. We'll have walked around the RV parks and done prayer walks. We'll have prayed while pumping gas at truck stops, and hopefully we'll have prayed for anyone that asks us to, right? We're just going. We don't really know what that looks like right now. But that anticipation for the future, man, it's amazing. It's amazing to feel. You know, Paul was able to talk about reaching forth unto those things which are before. He had the proper anticipation in life for the things that were good, for the things that were Christ-like. What is your aim for life? You know, Paul was able to say, this one thing I do. All of his life was moving toward that goal that he had in Christ. That's the reason Linda and I are getting ready to go on the road. That's the reason that we started this podcast, that one thing. And, you know, it's scary, but full fellowship with Christ, that's the goal, right? That's the goal we have. But often we allow things to divert us from that goal. For me, usually it's fear. Fear diverts me from the goal that Christ has. You know, it's some excuse that I have about why I can't do something. You know, I'm not this or that, or I didn't go to school, or, you know, I don't have this knowledge, or whatever it may be. I have all these reasons, and really those reasons are just crap. It's nothing more than I'm afraid. As much as I anticipate going on the road, as excited I am for that and what Christ has in store, I'm afraid. And maybe in the next couple episodes, you'll hear different things about how wonderful it has been, but I still have this fear. It might be, maybe I'm afraid of failure, and I just said you have to walk past that, right? Maybe I'm afraid of what people will say. Maybe you're afraid of what people will say. What will happen? But that's still fear. Right? We have to have a vision for serving Christ so that we don't get caught up in the cares of life. So we don't miss what Christ has for us. We don't miss the best for us. You see, you have to be steady. You have to be steady to have a mature life, especially a mature life in Christ. You know, we can't lose patience. You see, today, we are very impatient people. We are impatient people that want and oftentimes demand instant gratification. Or we want instant success. You know, I'm sure people have thought or said or heard, you know, oh, I want your life. You've heard somebody say to you, I wish I had your life. And you've lived a lifetime of success and being knocked down and picking yourself back up and doing all these things. And they don't see all those things that you did and all that that you went through because they want that instant success, that instant gratification. I think oftentimes that same thing, that same request, that demand for instant gratification carries over into our spiritual lives. But we have to learn to be content with God's timing. We can't rush it. See, he blesses even our smallest efforts. He keeps us headed in the right direction. And Paul stressed that as he pressed forward towards his goal. He was making a steady effort toward being more like Christ. You know, it's just like growing up. We've all heard it, right? It's the story between the tortoise and the hare, right? The turtle and the rabbit. It's an old one, but it's something everybody's familiar with. You know, so knowing that he's going to easily win this race, the rabbit just races ahead, right? And he stops and he rests. He has a soda, you know. But the turtle, he's just steady. He moves steadily until he crosses the finish line before the rabbit. He wins the race because he's steady. You see, our Christian life is not going to be lived by sudden bursts, right? It shouldn't be, I got this burst of speed and then I stop, then I got this burst of speed and then I stop. We have to be very detailed and make a steady effort toward, you know, being more like Christ every day, right? You guys have heard me say one day, you know, well, you've heard me say multiple times, but tomorrow I want to be better than I am today. Tomorrow I want to be more like Christ than I am today. And what does that look like? So as I wrap this up, right, we've learned some of the secrets from Paul to have a mature life. I want us to try to follow them in our own lives, right? Be steady. Don't worry about the failures. Forget your past success. Forget your past failures and move forward. We can become mature to the life Christ has called us to, but we have to do it the right way. And we can do that by getting in the Word every day, just following through with it. Look, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor. Look, I appreciate you guys listening. I know that the last couple weeks, these have been probably shorter than normal, you know, 12 to 15 minutes. But it's the message. And, you know, hopefully you still stick with me. And hopefully it resonates with you like it does me as I prepare these. And so, look, if you like it, subscribe to your podcast platform of choice. And, you know, tell your friends. Again, I just appreciate it. And I hope you have a blessed week.